Sinn Féin are to meet the new Vice-Chancellor of the Ulster University to discuss the planned expansion of McGee University, or as Vinnie has written it here, the planned expansion of McGee University. Good woodwork. MLA Maeve McLaughlin says, we need to see a united voice coming from Derry to keep the pressure on for the expansion of McGee to go ahead as soon as possible. But doubts have been voiced about the project, given the funding pressures on the university. Earlier, I asked the Employment and Learning Minister, Stephen Farry, if the McGee expansion would happen.
At present, of course, I mean, our budgets are going through huge turmoil, and you know, we've had cutbacks in terms of our university provision. So it's very difficult to see how we can actually expand our universities in the context where cutbacks are taking place. But there's a business
case. So it's not going to happen.
There's a business case that's coming to me, and I've said that I'm open to actually making a bid for resources. But I want to be very clear to people what's involved in terms of actually additional resources. We have to first of all fix the existing problem of structural underfunding. That's going to cost us around about $55 million. On top of that, we're looking in a region of about $30 million every year to resource the expansion of McGee. So if people want to do this, we need to find about another $80 to $90 million within our executive's public spending in order to facilitate this.
So in other words, you're saying don't hold your breath.
Well, I think we have to be realistic, but equally we have to be ambitious, because we do need to be investing in our skills, particularly our high-level skills. So there's a very strong case for expansion. But it's important that if people are going to push this, and in particular Sinn Féin, who have been very disruptive around our budgets and around the welfare impasse, they know what's involved and actually the amount of money that's involved to make this happen.
Well, we'll be speaking to Sinn Féin later in the show with this. What do you want them to do?
Well, I think, I mean, I'm happy for them to meet with the university. I'm happy for them to continue making the case. But I think they have to have a sense of realism around our budgets. They have to get welfare reform over the line.
So that's Employment Minister Maeve McLaughlin from Sinn Féin's with us this morning, as is the commentator Ian Parsley. Morning to you, Ian.
Good morning.
Maeve McLaughlin, good morning to you. So there's a reality check here. The money isn't around. It's partly your party's fault it's not around.
Well, I mean, firstly, I would say, and I think it goes without saying as well documented, that there's no apology for the protection of the most vulnerable in society in terms of these processes, in terms of what has been imposed on us. And I think that point is well made and well out there. I do, however, believe that it is in both the Minister for Employment and Learning and indeed the University of Ulster's interest to challenge the current skills-based growth in the North West. And I think that the Minister can agree that the expansion of the university at McGee is a priority in terms of its economic benefit to the northwest region.
But presumably, Maeve, you would agree that there is no magic money tree. And unless your party can find some way through welfare reform, initiatives like this are simply not going to happen.
Well, not true, because we've always been real about this. We've always accepted pressures that are within the system. Again, I know, and I have a particular view of where those pressures come from. However, we want to see the same leadership applied to the University of Ulster at McGee expansion as has been in, for example, the Jordanstown York Street campus, where external funding sources were approached and applied for. And that is part of the conversation that we're having around the business case.
But Stormont won't survive, Maeve, unless you sort out welfare reform.
Well, I mean, we're completely and absolutely been very clear about this now on a number of occasions. We are up for a resolution for these issues. I don't know how many times that needs to be said. And we're up and engaged today in terms of a talks process. And we want to tackle the hard issues. What we won't do, and it's been said time and number now, is be part of a process that is ultimately about a one-party agenda or a partisan approach.
But here's the bottom line. Teresa Villiers is unlikely to expand McGee as a direct rule minister, right? It's not going to happen. So therefore, you've got to get this sorted.
Yes, and again, I will reiterate the point, Stephen. Of course we're up for resolution and actively and proactively doing that.
But you see, you say your party's up for resolution. I follow politics pretty closely. I haven't heard any ground being shifted by Sinn Féin.
Well, I think
you say you're up for resolution. Where is the compromise that Sinn Féin's offered?
I think we need to bear in mind that this particular crisis that we're in, and we need to be mindful of two families in relation to this particular crisis. But the shenanigans of the last number of weeks have been about a political in-house battle between unionism. And you know, we will go into these engagements, as we have said over the last number of days and weeks, with a view to a resolution that actually makes these institutions deliver for people. Now, you want to take me on to the conversation around McGee.
Yeah.
And yes, part of the conversation and part of the big piece that we in the Northwest had to do in the last number of years was to ensure that we had a robust business case that stacked up. That's now on the Minister's desk. What I'm saying to Stephen Farrey, very, very clearly, make this a priority in terms of challenging the skills base and economic deprivation that exists in the Northwest, and show leadership, and the University of Ulster. Apply, and that's why I'm going to meet with Paddy Nixon, apply the same leadership that was applied for when you went to the European Investment Bank for York Street.
Ian?
We want to see those same external funding sources applied for proactively when it comes to Derry.
Ian?
Well, I mean, I think there are some encouraging thoughts there, that there's some innovation about where you might get funding for a project like this from. But we still have to deal with the fact that the University of Ulster is cutting 1,250 student places. So we're actually going the wrong way. I'd be very supportive of an expansion at McGee and of an expansion of university provision in the Northwest. But the money has to come from somewhere. Now, for example, we have decided that every year we should continue to train 580 teachers in a highly inefficient manner, when we could get by quite comfortably with 400. And when, because we're doing it inefficiently, if we actually trained, for example, 250 engineers efficiently, we could do that for the price of the 180 teachers we don't need. So consistently, we have parties taking decisions which actually have an impact on our budget, which are entirely inefficient. And we could actually be allocating resources towards the sort of provision that we need, particularly in the Northwest, no doubt, which we are actually not taking on the vested interests of an inefficient and, indeed, in this case, segregated system. We need to take that on. And that's what we're not seeing. And it's the crux, I would have to argue, of the whole breakdown, is that we are not prepared to operate efficiently within the existing budgets, and we're not prepared to tackle the vested interests of segregation.
Go on, Maeve.
Yes, well, I think I'm actually taking some comfort in what Ian has just said, and I'm not sure where Ian is situated politically now, but I know that the Alliance Party, locally, in terms of their previous manifesto, has supported very clearly the expansion of the University at McGee. But I'll make this point, and this is where I do share a platform with Ian. Yes, of course, we need to take the tough decisions that are within departments, and I reflect on the department that I'm most attached with, and that is health. When we have a situation currently with no health minister and huge decisions that need to take place that affect people's daily lives, and you know, I could list them time out of number, but here's the real challenge. The current health budget spend, can we honestly stand hand in heart and say 34 million that goes to senior consultants for bonuses, 55 or 60 million a year that goes to the private sector for elective care, is money going the right direction?
Okay.
No, it's not. It's not. So yes, within the constraints that are within the system that's been imposed on us, we need tough decisions. What I'm saying in relation to the expansion of the university, it would assist us all greatly in terms of the economic deprivation that exists in the Northwest if the Dáil Minister agreed that it was a priority in terms of its economic spin-off, and that the University of Ulster also supported that expansion, and you don't cut what you support.
Maeve, thank you very much. Ian, nice to talk to you this morning. Thank you.